Emergency management literature lists four stages of disaster response.
So you've got your pre-planning stage, you've got the active disaster stage, you've got the recovery stage, and then you have sort of like, you know, the lessons learned stage.
Davia Downey is a researcher of natural disaster as associate professor of public nonprofit and health administration at Grand Valley State University. Novel coronavirus is known to spread quickly and with high infection and mortality rates. Downey says there are two things governments must do in the response stage.
They have to lock down the disease so it doesn't spread, and they also need to sort of inform the public about the kinds of things that are useful to mitigate further spread.
Mitigation in place of a cure or vaccine, buying public health experts time for developing, producing, and deploying them.
The mitigation stage is very difficult because we don't have something in place that will actually eliminate and or reduce the spread of the virus absent wearing masks, social distancing, all of the things that we've been hearing from our state and national governments.
This is the point where leaders look to other regions where responses to the disease have been successful, sharing resources and knowledge. And Downey says we can look at time-based data.
We will be able to, in 5 years and 10 years, to look back at how different countries, how different states, how different actors within the political system called for certain activities to begin or end, right? And then we would be able to tie those things to how rapidly infections went down, how rapidly deaths go down, et cetera.
Downey explains local communities, states, and countries collaborating during an evolving disaster do best during its recovery. I'm Patrick Center.